Ross Bowman Podcast.
You better listen.
Welcome back for episode 242 of the Ross Bowland Podcast, otherwise known as RBP242, presented by Bowland Media. I am your host, Ross Bowland, here today with co-hosts Jared Borslow and Anthony Johnson. Jared, you first. How are you?
I'm actually Anthony.
Oh, you're going to switch?
You got us mixed up.
Yeah. Oh, that's confusing.
Yeah.
That's confusing.
I'm good, though. I'm having a good time. Yeah, I'm pretty good. Being an AJ is hard, because a lot of people are like, what's up, A? And you're like, you actually can't shorten AJ more.
No, that's definitely not how it works.
It's already a shortened
name. You got to have both letters there.
It's tough.
Being Jared is hard, because people just don't like me, so.
Shit, okay. Jesus.
Oh, this bit got crushed quickly.
Yeah, damn, I just got roasted.
Wow. Well, it's good to have you both here. Let me ask you a question, just to start with some very random discussion.
Let's do it.
Are either of you afraid of cockroaches?
No, being from Florida, I saw them everywhere.
AJ, how do you feel about cockroaches?
It's not fear. I'm just grossed out by them.
But like, one scurries across the table right now, what's your move?
I won't freak out. I'll probably like flick it off the table or something.
You're a flick guy? Jared, what's your move? One scurries across the table right now. Cockroach. Big one. Winged.
Worship it.
What's that mean?
Worship.
You mean make it like a deity?
Yeah, it's because cockroaches are the key to eternal life.
Oh, it's your religion.
Yes.
Okay, well, this is going to offend you a little bit. I am like a grade A cockroach murdering assassin machine. I'm like the Terminator of cockroaches.
No, that's literally what a Terminator is. A Terminator kills bugs.
You're literally just a Terminator. Used to be the governor of California and is named Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, but
does he also kill bugs?
It's a good question. I don't know.
He seems like a teddy bear kind of.
He smashes on maids.
What?
But I don't know about bugs.
That's really calling it back to the biggest news of like summer 2012 right there.
Really threw it back there. I'm just a wealth of pop culture knowledge. No, but I ask this because in Texas, where we live, there are, in the summer in particular, and then in the winter when it gets cold and they're freaking out and they don't know where to go, cockroaches are a thing here. And in Florida, Jared, as you mentioned, these coastal areas, they like the warmth and the humidity and the trash water.
And the bikinis.
And the women.
Cockroaches are horn dogs.
They are very horny. And no one ever talks about that. Mm-hmm. That cockroaches just stay horned up. But I don't fear these things anymore because, like, in Houston growing up, you either learned to murder them or they would murder you. It was a kill or be killed situation. Like, if you didn't put the cockroaches in your neighborhood in their place and let them know who was boss, they would come for you in the night. And there are certain people who are terrified of cockroaches, Taylor being one of them. Like, she sees a cockroach.
Like, she'll freak out, start screaming?
Unless she finds it, she will not go to sleep until it's been eliminated.
When you say you need to scare the other cockroaches, are you talking, like, nail the deceased to your doorframe? So the other ones who may consider entering your home are like, ah, I shouldn't mess with this guy.
Huh. On occasion, I will sneak up behind a cockroach with one of those rags covered in that liquid that puts you to sleep. I'll throw it over its mouth. Yeah, chloroform. Thank you, AJ. And then I'll hold him down and torture him to death, slowly pulling off each of his legs in hopes that his friends and family will hear the screams and stay the fuck out of my bedroom.
Okay, if you want them to hear the screams, you shouldn't chloroform him because that's going to make him...
Well, no, I wait for him to wake up before I start the torture. But that's chloroform to get him down.
I mean, he'll wake up if you're ripping limbs off his body.
Yeah, chloroform doesn't keep you out if people start plucking limbs, Jared. You know this.
I do know this.
You know this.
Hey, but what about the crickets? Lapse. You know, you mentioned cockroaches. What about the crickets are even worse?
The cricket thing is, so in San Marcos where you're at, is it still like an epidemic?
It's a swarm.
It's not, well, at least where I live, it's not an epidemic.
Because there have been years where, to what AJ's speaking to, seasonal changes cause this like cricket infestation in this general central Texas area, where you'll be at a gas station pumping gas and there will be like 7,000 crickets. It's like apocalyptic, almost a little biblical plague type of shit.
Because of the water, we have all the rivers, you know.
No, I think it's because
I guess they're attracted to that.
I think it's because San Marcos, Texas breaks every single sin on a daily basis, and so God is smiting you with one of the plagues.
I had never
plague of locusts.
I'd never considered that very real possibility, but San Marcos is one of those places where, like I've said this ever since I went to school there, when you're driving into the city, you just feel something different, like an evil presence entering your body, and it's going to fuck you up.
Am I possessed? Like, am I gonna?
No, you're good.
Am I gonna
right
die?
Now, you're good. Because you're outside of
that's where I live.
You're outside the 78666 right now, though. Okay. By the way,
is it actually 78?
If you didn't know that about San Marcos, Texas, Texas State University is in the 78666 zip code here.
Just to reaffirm your point.
And there is something about that place, man. I don't go back because I'm scared of the monster I'll become.
Your fingers, thank you.
Last time I was there, I made a very poor decision to attempt to fucking get my wedding ring tattooed on, and I was so blackout drunk, for those of you who haven't heard this story, that the ink couldn't stick because I was bleeding so much, and then I tipped the tattoo lady more than the price of the tattoo, and then the tattoo didn't even stick.
Some would say no harm, no foul.
Some would, and they'd be wrong. But to my point, what other bugs and animals freak you out then?
Was that your point, or did you just totally forget and scurry and find
no,
the point?
No, that's actually all I wanted to talk about at the top of the show.
To go back to crickets, I don't kill crickets because in Korean culture, you don't kill crickets. They're good luck.
That's true.
Yeah.
Is it? I don't know.
You pick them up
and then you just release them back out into the wild.
There's a movie. Is it Mulan? Does she have a pet cricket?
You're thinking of Jiminy Cricket.
No, yeah. Idiot. I'm aware of Jiminy. My fucking conscience, he's going to be my guide. I'm not Jiminy, not from Pinocchio. By the way, this Disney Plus shit is the fucking coolest thing in the world. I don't know if everybody is like this, or this is a weird thing about me as a 32-year-old man, but I thoroughly enjoy watching Disney classics from my childhood.
Like what? What have you been watching?
Sword in the Stone. The one that I watched the other night that I literally had not seen this movie in 20 years. It's the one where the two dogs kiss while they're eating spaghetti. Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
I'm deep. I watched them very, very, very high, very stoned. Like, I'll smoke a good amount of pots.
Those movies are all so good, though.
Bro, they're the fucking best. They don't make them like that anymore. But here's the weird thing.
They're so pure and wholesome.
And here's what's hysterical, AJ. Disney Plus is so pure and wholesome that it has these weird trigger warnings before every single one of these old-ass movies. So, like, you'll be putting on Cinderella, and it'll be, like, strange sex themes.
What?
I'm not joking. So there's these incredibly specific warnings for parents and children who might be or may not be enjoying Disney Plus. That, like, you know how you get, like, rated M for mature.
Yeah, and they tell this you, like, why it's rated M.
This is the crazy version of that. Like, the PC explosion version of that, where it's outlining, like, because some of these old movies had very strange themes in them, right? Like,
yeah, sure.
Shit was very different in the 1940s than it is now. So there's elements to these movies that they're worried people may be offended by, and as such, they have set up every possible warning to avoid complaint.
It's like PG-13, exposed shoulder.
Yes, no, I'm not kidding. It's shit like that.
Is
like,
there a warning for how the dogs in Lady and the Tramp got super high before they ate that pasta?
They don't talk about that, no. But they do have warnings for each specific, when I was watching Snow White, they were like, warning, Snow White, super hot, you may become attracted to a cartoon lady.
Huh.
Yeah. Huh. When you watch Snow White, it's like, hey, Dopey's gonna get you turned on.
You know what's fucked up, Jared? I guarantee if you went on like Pornhub or UGIS or any of the other existing porn sites that people love, that we just want to go down the list. Xvideos. What else is there? You guys, AJ,
CNN.
You don't fucking know. CNN. I guarantee you could find a Snow White themed porn.
Sure.
That is one chick getting gangbanged by an entire squad of dwarfs.
That's like,
I'm not, I guarantee it. I put my fucking left
Russ,
pinky
I think that is a whole category, probably. Yeah. I think that there's probably so many that they couldn't even include those in the normal, like, crop of videos because it was too many to sort through.
They include everything in the normal crop of videos these days, though, Jared. It wouldn't shock me to see pterodactyl porn actually trending at some point, which we have discussed.
I think we were talking about Terry the pterodactyl from Pee-wee's Playhouse.
And you it's not what I'm talking about.
And you said, give me that beak, daddy.
That is not what I'm talking about.
That's a direct quote.
Anyway, you know
what
I'm
looking... Was that not you and me, though? What? Did we not discuss pterodactyl porn at some point?
I don't think we did. I don't even know what that is.
Y'all are not familiar with pterodactyl porn?
I
pterodactyls don't exist.
This was me and Ross having talked about this.
I don't know.
Wait, do you not believe in dinosaurs?
No, I believe in dinosaurs. I'm saying they don't exist now.
How?
Oh.
He's saying you couldn't film a
so
porn
I don't
with
know,
two of
I don't
them.
Know like what that entails.
Wait, so it's two grown men in pterodactyl costumes flapping their wings going, ah!
Oh, we talked about this.
With a beak as they make smash
like
on...
pegging the other guy?
No, they're banging a lady. A female. And it
they're
is...
They're banging each other.
It's something else. It's something else.
So Disney Plus, you know what I'm looking forward to watching?
What?
They have the original X-Men animated series from the 90s. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
I love that shit. I love, what are the name of the super tall robots that the fucking
Sentinels?
Bad guys? Yes, the Sentinels.
Dude, that cartoon was so good. I remember waking up every Saturday morning. It was on like every Saturday. Yeah. It was like that, Ninja Turtles.
Dude. Unappreciated, underrated part of the X-Men franchise was that cartoon for us as kids.
Yeah, like, it was really good.
It was before your
like,
time.
I really want to go back and watch it.
X-Men had a big lasting impact on my life. Ever since I saw Magneto totally mess up that security guard who Mystique had injected iron into, uh-huh. I've totally cut iron out of my diet.
You don't want to be ripped apart by Magneto.
I don't. So I chew on ice cubes constantly. Doctors say I'm severely anemic. And this may be my last podcast.
You know, that's a goddamn shame. Make it a good one. We're at the front still. You've got a chance here to really leave a lasting legacy. If
you had
really
a good run.
My doctor said I need a chicken liver mousse enema.
Doctor said I need a bacchiotomy.
What?
That's from Chappelle's Show, I think.
Oh.
I
don't remember that.
Sometimes I can't even choose. They just pop into my head and I can't.
Yeah, it's like the references. Machines. You just pop out references. It's
pop reference machine.
It's fucked up. And I apologize for that. If you're new to our show, the Ross Bolin Podcast, almost every episode is broken down into segments, which you can find below.
Wait, Ross,
with
stop,
time
stop, stop.
What's up? What's up?
I don't like fire ants.
Oh, there we go. Okay. What about snakes?
I don't like snakes. I don't like snakes as a disc golfer.
We're talking about insects.
But you don't have like a critter that freaks you out. Either of you?
I hate spiders.
Spiders, for sure.
I hate spiders.
I just don't like the way they look, dude.
Okay, I'll put my vote or my coin in the spider bucket as well. Because here's the thing. Little spiders, I don't
know. No, little spiders, blow them away.
But the bigger they get, that's a terrifying situation, bro. I'm not going after, and the brighter, the more colorful they get, there's too many variations of them, and they're fucking everywhere, and they're fucking everywhere
in Texas,
and they're fucking in your ears while you sleep and shit, dude. That's,
you know, I was bitten by a brown recluse when I was a kid.
Wait, what?
You know a brown recluse?
Yeah, how are you?
Deadly. They're deadly.
How are you here?
Well, no, they're not deadly.
Are you
they're
a specter?
So one bit me on my ankle, I believe.
Thought you were gonna say anus. Oh, I got bit by an ant on my penis once. Go ahead.
Yeah, I remember that story. Uh-huh. But no, it bit me on my ankle. My ankle swelled up to like 10 times its size. It didn't even look like my leg, my thigh. It just was the same length all the way down to my foot.
And then your ankle was just enormous?
Yeah, and then I forgot what happened. I think I went to the hospital and they gave me some meds, antibiotics, and...
You mean you forgot what happened the day you almost died?
Well, I was a kid.
Yeah.
I was like a young child.
Yeah, actually, that's the thing.
I can't remember anything before you were 18.
I can't. I'm serious. I can't remember much from my childhood, and people are always bringing up shit from when they were like four or 5 years old.
High school is just a blur for you.
And I'm like, what the fuck? How do you know what was going on when you're 4 or 5 years old? I don't remember that shit. I have no fucking clue. That entire part of my brain has been destroyed by all manner of substances. But I've always wondered if that was like just me, or nobody can remember their childhood, and y'all are all full of shit. I think it's the latter.
I don't remember my childhood.
It's just bits and pieces.
And this is for the record. This is not like some suppressed shit, like some horrible shit happened. I had a fucking incredible, the best childhood.
Yeah.
It's been all downhill since then. But the childhood was fucking awesome. So it's not like some horrible shit happened. I just literally have ruined my brain to a point that it's like I erased that VHS tape. Or I recorded over it with pterodactyl porn is more likely what fucking happened. So... as I was saying, though, every episode of the show is typically broken down into segments with time cues below in the description. Now, some episodes may have a special guest or just be based on one conversation point, in which case they will be less segmented. But the idea typically is that we want you to be able to consume this show at your own pace through those smaller segments, which have time cues with them. below in the description. Now, as you may have noticed through the first 15, 20 minutes of this show, sometimes it's just utter and complete chaos. Today is going to be one of those days. The things we are talking about are connected by the loose thread of me giving a shit about them, and that is it. But you don't have to have listened to a single one of the preceding episodes of this show, not a single one of the other 241 episodes, in order to enjoy RBP 242. But if you like today's show and you enjoy the ride, go back, hit those 241 backlogged episodes as you've got the chance. RBP 242 is also brought to you by Lisa. Your mattress is the most important purchase you're ever going to make for your domicile, your apartment, your home. Whether you're grinding in a studio apartment or you have a big house with four bedrooms or some shit, having a fantastic bed for your body and mind to rest every night is paramount. Lisa knows how important rest is to a better life. They know that it's the foundation of a healthier, happier you. And to Lisa, a bed is more than just a place to sleep. It's a place for relaxation and rest. I love my Hybrid by Lisa. I've been sleeping on this bed for over 3 years. It is the most comfortable bed in the freaking world, in my opinion. I recommend it to every single person I meet, anyone that ever asks me about it. People bring up Lisa constantly because they've been sponsoring the show and Oysters, Clams, and Cockles for years now. Like, is Lisa legit? Is it the real deal? Dude, I get snaps constantly, Snapchats from people saying, like, I can't believe how comfortable this fucking bed is. It is legit. Everything they make is phenomenal. Their pillows, their blankets. They also donate one mattress for every 10 they sell through organizations that work in causes like foster care prevention. To date, they've donated more than 33,000 mattresses through more than 1,000 nonprofits. Lisa mattresses are made in the USA. In-home delivery and setup is available. Financing is also available. If you can't, I mean, if you can buy a bed for somebody in your family this Christmas, whatever, go for it. That's fucking awesome. But if you can't and you're looking for a good present for somebody, the pillows, the blankets, ooh la la. Don't miss out, RBP gang. Live healthier, live happier, rest deeper. Order today. Get 15% off any mattress for a limited time at lisa.com/RBP. Use the promo code RBP. That's LEESA.com/RBP. Promo code RBP. Keep in mind, you also get a 100-night risk-free trial plus free shipping and returns. Announcements before we hop into our first segment. We got to get these Patreon numbers up. Up.
Yeah, I've been making fun of Ross lately. I was like, hey, Ross, you have no Patreon people. Only 1,010? What a dorkwad.
And it's not just you, Jared. It's
you're people, not helping,
it's,
so.
It's people in the streets constantly mocking me.
I'm a patron.
I'm a patron, too.
Then you are both helping. But we're up to 1,014 now. Big growth the last few days.
Yes. Dorkwad, loser boy.
See, this is I don't want this to be my life anymore. I need y'all to get on there and get these numbers up so Jared will stop mocking me, yeah. So people in the streets will stop making fun of me. There are shows with so many more patrons than we have for some reason, and we need to get our numbers up so that we can have some more flexibility. Patreon.com/RossBolinPodcast. There's full video on there of at least 8 episodes so far.
My mom.
Jared's yeah. mom was
your
a special
mom was
guest
on
for the month of October.
Yeah. You'll forget about that.
You want to have a great conversation with me, Ross, and my mom in your ears or eyes or both.
Both now.
Maybe some other places.
Mm-hmm.
Then go and subscribe to Ross.
By the way, I never got to mention this or bring it up or thank your mom again. Those cookies that I inevitably did eat that she made for me were among the greatest I've ever had in my life.
Now, what kind of cookies were they again?
They are iced pumpkin raisin.
That sounds incredible.
And they are legendary. They are, my mom is
iced
is
pumpkin
world
raisin.
Famous.
But
now,
like that's an example. If I saw that on a menu, I would never, ever, ever pick that because I don't like shit that sounds like that. But it was fucking delicious.
I have the same problem as you. This is a big thing that affects me.
Yeah, it sucks.
There are so many delicious things, but like if there's a whole menu of cookies, if one says chocolate peanut butter, I'm like,
yeah,
there we go.
Yeah, I gotta take it.
It's over for me.
Yeah,
same
a
with
wrap.
Ice cream, man. Like there's
cookies
these...
and cream.
Yeah, dude.
We gotta diversify. Much... We gotta diversify and start eating more random, good tasting things.
It's fucked up. I'll go to like Amy's ice cream. They got, you know, 15 different flavors and none of them are normal, and then they have all these mixings. I find a way to like basically just create cookies and cream.
Yeah.
They're like, what are you doing here, sir? Go to a grocery
go
store
buy a
and purchase
Bell.
Some Bluebell or something.
What's the greatest ice cream flavor?
It's so goddamn
good. I'll say it. I'm gonna cop.
I think birthday cake.
I'm gonna cop to something right now that's a bit strange. As a result of this ice cream talk, so I've been trying to like gain weight, right? I went through. A
I didn't know
of,
that.
I lost too much weight, and I've been trying to eat more
wow,
and more.
Wow, dude, that must be terrible. Tell
bulking
us more
season.
About.
Yes. Dude, for the record, it sucks both ways. Being a fat guy sucked, and getting too skinny sucked too. Because not only are you freezing all the time, but like not having an appetite or being able to enjoy food. It's hell.
I'm also putting on weight, by the way.
Good. We're both bulking.
Well, you don't work out, so.
No.
You guys can have some of mine. I'll cut off some fat from one of my hocks.
I'll take it. Put it in a Ziploc bag.
Yeah, I got
I could
you.
Pump go iron every day. AJ would have no idea, but he's just assuming based on my build.
Wait, did you just tell Ross that he needs to start working
no,
out?
No, he goes, you don't work out.
No, he what said the? He wants to get bigger, and I said that he doesn't work out.
How do you know?
No.
But I'm not trying to get bigger like that. I'm trying to get bigger like back to a
your
weight
pants.
That I consider to be like jeez. Even healthy.
Okay,
and
I know where you're going.
Yeah, so I've been pounding food, and last night-
Like
and
healthy
not,
food?
Not, no. And not just last night, sometimes, but mostly no, mostly trash. Sorry, Liv. I'm so sorry. But last night I had a shitload of ice cream right before bed.
That'll do it.
How much?
Enough.
A whole tub.
Yes. And enough to, my brother asked the same question. I was like, fuck you, how much, dude? Mind your business. But
do you still put like M&Ms and like chocolate syrup and like every topping under the sun?
No,
on top?
Because it's already cookies and cream and
I don't
feel like it needs that.
Like a Lunchables dessert pizza?
No, but here's the thing I found out is when I crush a bunch of ice cream before bed and then I had a bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios too, which is a lot of dairy, I think it might cause me to have night sweats.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to go somewhere else with that.
No, but it's not cool.
Are you sure they weren't meat sweats because you were just thinking about meat?
Okay, so I've never had the meat sweats, but I imagine this is exactly what it's like, and I've always wondered what.
Never had a lot of barbecue?
I have had a ton of barbecue. I don't get meat sweats though. I don't typically
very
sweat.
Very strange. So oh yeah, you don't even sweat. Period.
So it takes something weird, right? So this weird thing is, I've found that if I pound ice cream before bed, it will not only ruin my entire night's sleep, but it will cause me to sweat profusely throughout, being miserable in the morning. So no more ice cream right before bed for me. It's a bummer.
What about just no more ice cream at all?
Dude, you literally sound like a grandma imposing rules on yourself.
I'm a 32-year-old man who just learned that he can't eat a shitload of ice cream right before bed because he'll sweat through his sheets. What? These are the lessons I'm at now. I've gone through all the good ones, all the hard ones, and I'm at ice cream before bed is bad for you. I've reversed to like what you learn at the age of 6. That's
but,
life.
Except for at the age of 6, you don't take that advice. You just do it anyways.
And it doesn't matter.
And it doesn't matter.
If you woke up sweaty when you were 6, you'd be like, this is fucking dope. I love it. Everything is awesome
yeah,
at that
you don't
point
have to go to school.
Like,
oh my
matters.
God, I'm dying.
Get in here and bathe me. You old fucks. I wish I was a child again, dude. It's nothing like
you
that.
You want a sponge bath?
Just getting taken care of all the time. And not all kids, just me. I was a spoiled child. Thank you to my parents.
I think we need to press forward.
Yeah. Are you sure? We don't have to. We could dwindle here before the first segment ever starts for an entire hour. And
I thought this
leave.
Was I thought this was the second segment.
No. Okay. Patreon.com/RossBolinPodcast. Full video of all the shows. You'll get merch when it comes out soon. Our special guest for the month of November was Mike Burns, comedian, writer, incredible content creator. He was a great conversation for any of y'all. Many of y'all over the years have told me, like, I want to start a podcast. I want to start a website. I want to write a book. I want to write a movie. Mike's a great dude to get perspective from because he's been through so many different areas of this grind, and he's experienced a lot of the really high highs and a lot of the really low lows. It is a very interesting conversation for any of y'all who are into what I just spoke about. Mike Burns, available now on patreon.com/RossBolinPodcast. He was a call-in, so there's not video for that particular episode, but as I mentioned, even this one, the one you're listening to right now, full video will be available on patreon.com/RossBolinPodcast. You can see all three, me, AJ, and Jared. Follow us on Instagram at Ross Bolin, the Ross Bolin Podcast on Instagram. We fill up our story every day with photos and videos sent in by our listeners, the RBP gang. We're also on Twitter at Ross Bolin Pod. And you can find us on Facebook if you're the middle-aged aunt of one of our listeners. Shout out to my aunts, Liz and Bev. Amends, just one.
What about, did you already do announcements?
Yeah.
Oh, you forgot to mention one.
What's up?
The RBP curse.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah.
You want to talk about this?
Did you want to? I think we should do a call out
right
now. So,
yeah, no, let's, you know what? Let's make that our first segment. First segment, the RBP curse.
Doing this in real time.
What?
It's a third segment.
Whatever, Jared. Okay, so Baylor, the Baylor Bears.
Yes.
They hosted College Game Day this weekend.
They did.
In Waco, Texas, which is about an hour and a half from where we are right now here in Austin in the heart of Texas. I will say, out of all the schools I hear from, that there are a lot of fans, Baylor probably the least. And I'm going to guess that has to do with their moral standing as a good Christian school.
You mean Texas people you hear from? Or in general?
I mean in general.
You're saying...
No, out of the Texas schools. Like, I hear it from a bunch of tech kids. Like, tech kids are constantly
UT,
hitting up with snaps.
We're
UT kids,
Austin.
A&M kids, TCU kids, Texas State a ton. Baylor... I can't even remember a single snap off the top, but it's not really the point. The point is this. They hosted College Game Day. As we know, we make a concerted effort as a gang to get the mugshot logo into the College Game Day frame. Baylor failed to do so. And as such,
oh my God,
they AJ was basically speculating on Twitter whether or not that could result in some type of bad happening. And then it did. They blew maybe the biggest game in the history of the school. At least the biggest that I can remember in recent memory.
It was like 25 points, right?
Yeah, it was a very, very crazy. Big. They were beating the shit out of Oklahoma.
Yeah, it was basically
it was 28-3, yeah, 25 points.
It was over, basically.
And then they completely choked. And
they didn't choke. It was the curse.
It can't be helped.
True.
But to notice the lack of game day sign and the parallel that comes with heartbreaking defeat potentially ruining your entire program for the remainder of the season. I don't want that to happen to anybody else.
No.
We don't want the RBP curse to be a thing plaguing college football programs across the country. I'm not trying to send college kids home crying because their team choked the biggest game of the year away after a 25-point lead, but that's what I had to do this weekend, and I don't want to have to do that again. So we need... I don't even know where game day is next week. Do they announce it every week before?
Yeah, so we know already. The next one will be in Columbus, Ohio, Ohio State University.
One of the largest... Is Ohio State still the largest university in the country in terms of...
No, they're not. I think they might be... They're one of the top five largest state schools for sure.
But yeah, no, yeah, this is definitely
because it's an outrageous amount of people who go 66,444 in 2017.
It's a whole city,
A whole entire city of losers and dorks. I hate Ohio State with a passion.
Those are his words, not
Jared
ours.
Firing shots at the good Buckeye fans. No, of the RBP game.
Sorry, they hate me too because I went to Wisconsin. So
is this a rivalry?
I mean,
Wisconsin,
here's
Ohio
the deal.
State.
We would call it that. They wouldn't because they beat our ass all the time.
I hate those kind of rivalries. We had one of those with the Spurs for about 15 years where we considered it to be a rivalry and they were like, y'all are cute. And I was like, it's not fucking cute. But dude, we're out of that phase now.
We haven't beat them since, I think, 2007.
Hakeem Olajuwon once murdered David Robinson on live TV immediately after he received his MVP award. David did. And then the Spurs went on literally a 15-year streak of owning us, and we have only just now gotten out of the other side of it. And that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah.
Where'd that come from?
We were talking about Ohio State.
The RBP curse.
Oh, yeah.
So game day, it's going to be in Columbus, Ohio, at Ohio State University.
Okay.
And they're playing against Penn State, I believe.
Ooh, another gigantic school.
Yeah, massive. Penn State.
Almost 100K, or over now, I think.
Penn State lost to Minnesota.
They did.
When they were 4 or 5.
Minnesota,
who just lost to Iowa, who Wisconsin beat. So Wisconsin technically beat Minnesota and Penn State, if you believe in
the transitive property.
Are you guys at the top of the Big Ten?
We are. So here's the deal. It's actually pretty great. If we win out, we win the Big Ten West. We play probably Ohio State. And if we beat Ohio State, we knock Ohio State out of the playoff, and then we go to the Rose Bowl and have fun.
Okay.
That would be glorious.
That's pretty... Yeah.
We cannot make the Rose Bowl because we lost to Illinois. Yeah.
Oh, that was a mistake.
Of all teams.
Yeah, that
was... Who we hadn't lost to in like 12 years. And we also lost...
Speaking of season-ruining losses. Sorry, y'all were in a really good spot before that.
We also lost to Ohio State by a massive margin.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Who y'all playing next? Who are your final opponents?
We play Purdue, and then we play Minnesota. And then hopefully the Big Ten championship game. I will say this though, the reason why we got smoked and destroyed by Ohio State is because of Chase Young, who is not playing for them because he got a loan to fly his girlfriend to watch him play in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, did you hear about that?
Which is against NCAA policy.
Oh, that's a
bummer. Because if you play college football, you lose the right to receive loan.
Yeah.
Everybody knows this.
You can't even get a loan out?
No.
You can't get a loan from anybody who has a staked interest in your football.
From someone.
He could have gone to like a Western Union or something.
Yeah.
But somebody's like, hey man, you need a few hundred bucks? Like, here, I'll spot you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then he paid it back.
Okay, that's weird.
And then he got destroyed.
Whatever. Make your college game day signs. Get the mugshot up there.
So Ohio State, you're next.
Brasho did it. If Brasho can do it, anybody can do it. That's not a knock on Brasho. I'm just saying he did it. He got it done. One of our interns. Where was he?
Alabama, right?
Bama, yeah. He got it done at Bama. If he can get it done at Bama, you can get it done anywhere. Maybe be strategic. If you come out hot with like a listen to the Ross Boland podcast sign, they're going to fuck you up. They're not going to let you in. Be strategic. Have a cover-up sign. get weird with it. Google how to sneak in college game day signs. I don't know. It's not my job.
Why would they? Why would they not let? Like, what if you're
weird about certain shit?
Even so, like, with your mugshot pic.
Well, Ross is banned on most college campuses.
Yeah, they're weird on.
they know who he is.
Can't come within 500 yards of a college campus. It turns out.
Yeah.
Oh man,
they're scared a rager will break out. The kids will all die. You know.
Yeah, they don't want to stimulate the campus tattoo industry.
No. All the kids are lined up at the tattoo parlors. I don't even have a single other tattoo. That's the stupidest part.
Would you
about.
Say you have that tattoo?
That I have a tattoo?
Yes.
Yes.
I can see it.
If somebody asked me, I'd still say yes, because I can still see it too, but it just looks like I might have accidentally like smeared some gold crayon on my finger. That's essentially what it looks like. And that was $200. Next segment.
Oh, my God.
Joe Biden says marijuana might be gateway drug.
Good old Joe.
Yeah, Uncle Joe lost his goddamn mind this morning, and then everybody lost their minds on him.
Uncle Joe, if you don't totally and fully understand that Joe Biden is a senile old man, you have not been watching enough Joe Biden. The things that this man says, which I wish we could play this clip. Joe Biden did a 5-minute speech in Baltimore about how when he used to work, maybe not Baltimore, it was like in Maryland or wherever. He was like, "Yeah, I used to work at this here public pool. When I was younger, I got into a knife fight with some drifters." Like, what are you talking about, Joe?
No, but then they found out that actually wasn't true, right? Wasn't that kind of a scandal?
It was definitely a scandal. I think they had to try to verify it, and they're like, while we couldn't actually verify the story, we did verify there was a local drifter named Bugsy or something absurd. It's like, and this is like a speech. And the funniest part is,
it's what old people do, though.
When he's giving these speeches, he stands up there and he's droving like on and on.
Yeah.
And you feel so bad for the people in the audience who have to sit there. They can't move. They can't talk. They just have to watch him talk at them while he says the most insane thing.
In all fairness, that's literally what you showed up for. You have to know going in, like, it's like going to a Kanye concert. You know, he's probably going to talk for 30 minutes about some shit that I have no idea what he's saying. That's Biden. He does it in the same fucking way, in the same style almost.
There's no policy. It's just like stories about, like, remember when
But he's been doing it for 50 fucking years. So you have to imagine, like, that's sort of what happens to your brain. First of all, you're getting old and forgetting shit anyway. And then he goes into those fucking town hall meetings, and I don't even think he's doing a performance anymore. I think it just clicks, and he just rolls through the exact same shit that he does every time for the last 50 years.
Hey, let me ask you this. Do you think he ever got on Obama's nerves?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Are you kidding me,
like,
dude?
Joe, I'm going to need you to...
At one point, he...
got to go to my Oval Office.
At one point, he, on national live TV... I can't remember if it was right after we killed Osama or what, but Biden went up in his ear and goes, "This is a really big fucking deal." And like the microphones picked it up, and it was like the first of like 40 times he pissed off Obama on national TV.
Like, could you like see it in his face?
You could just see Obama was like, "God damn it, Joe." Like, he's just like, "Oh, God damn it." But look, just for the record, as a dude, politics aside, I like Joe Biden. I think he seems like
a stand-up guy.
He seems like a good, meaning person.
What do you think about the whole Creepy Joe?
Oh, yeah, he does like the...
Listen, man, that's an old dude. Again, same problem. He's so removed from reality at this point and so removed from normalcy and the fucking real world that an old guy going up behind people and putting his hands on their shoulders and smelling their hair and shit, like, I don't know what to make of that. I don't know what... it's not my... Not my job to judge.
You kind of just let him do it.
It's the same as the big Bush, old Bush was doing creepy.
David Copperfield.
He was
that was his line.
That's a great joke, man.
It's
a sexual assault, but it's a good joke. If you're gonna, I can't even say that. At least there was humor there, though, and I think he meant well. But he was a creepy old. Rest in peace. He was a creepy old. Delusioned man at that point.
He was
He was barely holding on, bro. They're rolling him out to every fucking event with 40 Texans cheerleaders surrounding him. How horny do you think that dude was? What the fuck did you expect was going to happen? They were setting him up. It's a government conspiracy to make President Bush so horny that he would commit assault. But in all seriousness, those dudes are so far removed from where we are in a society. Jared is like considering running.
It's a bad conspiracy
from the studio at the moment. But to jump back to where we're supposed to be, Biden said, was at one of these town hall meetings, and somebody asked him, if you're elected president, which he won't be, would you legalize recreational marijuana at a federal level? And Biden gave the answer I would have expected about 8 years ago. It was the exact answer that he would have recycled from 8 years ago. And it was just a disaster. And then he had to follow up. But like, to start, everybody freaked out on him. Okay. Like everyone who's ever smoked weed in the whole of Twitter went at Joe Biden this morning. It was a total shit show. Like I was freaking out. Everybody's freaking out. And for the record, like I was freaking out mostly out of like humor. I thought this was fucking hilarious. Like, because it's such a flawed and stupid argument at this point that it's irrational to make it.
I think
it's,
he got it from like a 1950s propaganda video, you know?
The whole, his spiel was, he was like, well, you know, I don't know enough about, it could still be a gateway drug. Not enough research has been done into whether or not marijuana is a gateway drug. He was stuck on the gateway drug concept. The gateway drug concept is one that like, I don't even think DARE fucks with anymore. DARE doesn't even consider marijuana to be a gateway drug, according to somebody on Twitter this morning with me. And which
yeah, they're like, we're cool with it now. Like,
I don't want to say good. That they're not and then have them be. So I'm saying somebody on Twitter told me that shit. But like, gateway drugs are something they tried to shove down our throats when we were in middle school. Don't smoke marijuana or you'll end up on the crack. And I remember being like, fuck, I can't wait to smoke marijuana. Like, again, anything you told me not to
so
do.
So you could do crack?
So I could take it to wherever. Like, they were like, cigarettes will kill you. And I was like, I can't fucking wait to get a cigarette in my mouth. It's going to be so goddamn.
You're one of the reasons why that program failed.
That was a terrible program. Where I went to middle school was the best place in the world, St. Francis Episcopal Day School. And even they didn't have a good method for teaching kids how to stay away from dangerous substances.
The Jake Goldman has a funny stand-up joke. And it's like, why do they, I'm not saying it with the delivery he does, but I'm just getting the punchline out.
Sure, yes.
Of course. It's, his joke is,
don't judge Jake based on how funny Jared is right now.
I'm not trying to have any timing. I'm just trying to get the point of the joke out.
Of course,
out.
Of course.
So they named this program to not use drugs after the number one reason why kids use drugs, a dare.
Huh.
That's a good joke.
It is a solid
joke. No, they focus on bullying now.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Good. That's way more important.
Like
more
bullying, cyberbullying. Like, that's their main focus
now. I feel like Joe Biden would be like, bullying builds character. Just the total 1950s approach, right? Like he's like, oh, go back to the drugs. Like bullying is good.
You got to teach your kid to get out there and kick that bully's ass. Like that would be a Biden take.
Yes. But, I legit think that like Joe Biden, I think that for some reason he entered a wormhole and like in between maybe like 2008 to 2016, he was like totally fine. But then after 2016 happened, he reverted back to like how he was when he was 12 and the world around him, like that's how he sees it. Do you remember when he was talking during the debate? He was like, you sit your kid down in front of the phonograph, or like he mentioned some completely
a
dated technology.
That
yes.
Phonograph.
Nobody talked about it. It was like the record player and you have him talk to the recording. Like, it was totally made no sense.
Here's one more point about Biden's communication skills or lack thereof. It's shocking that he's as bad at communicating as he is because he's been doing it for so long. That's so, true, like, yeah. When I watch the Republican debates and they're all terrible and they're all saying idiotic shit, like, that's acceptable to me because these people are all idiots and I have no reason to trust any of them.
And that's not a political take. That's just...
No, it's just a fact.
This is what
Biden was the vice president of the United States. And he's still out there saying shit that I'm like, come on, bro. You're trying to get elected president of the United States and you came out talking gateway drugs. You realize you're going up against a guy who will say literally anything to win. And you're out here talking about marijuana is a fucking gateway drug. Everything is a gateway drug. That isn't a concept that even translates anymore. Like the first time you take a painkiller because you got put under to have a tooth removed as a kid, that's a gateway drug. You feel for the first time the euphoria of a drug in your system. I hate that argument so much because it's alcohol is a gateway drug, but it's also legal and sold on every corner along with GATS. So I don't understand what. How you can't make that gap in common sense lacking at the running for presidential level of our country is bonkers to me. Like, so anyway, then I just went off on Twitter. I was like, Honey Nut Cheerios are a gateway cereal leading to more sugary cereals like Captain Crunch and Lucky Charms.
That is true.
I've seen it time and time again.
I can confirm that.
Too many lives ruined. And then I had a Joe Biden probably quote, I'm not sold on this hip-hop music the kids are listening to either, folks. It's a gateway art that leads to gateway drugs, leading to gateway weapons that will quite literally deliver you to the gates of hell. We have to protect our children, folks. And then I said, someone get Joe the data on alcohol-related deaths in the United States so he can decide whether or not we as a citizenship are fit to make our own decisions with that substance as well. Curious to see if alcohol abuse leads to crime and or the use of other drugs. LOL, OL, 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 OL.
How many OLs you put in there?
A lot.
I'm going to say something that, like, if you ever, if you're into politics and you haven't noticed this yet, you're gonna notice it every time. Joe Biden starts, I would say, conservatively 32% of his sentences with, look. You're going to notice look. It. He'll go, look, look. And then he starts saying gibberish.
That's like a politician move, though.
No, he only says it. Like, it's a thing that in his brain, he's like, whenever he's about to make a point and that he thinks is, like, more simplified than his normal points, he starts it off with, look. It's you'll notice it. Watch some Joe Biden speeches.
And, I'm gonna look out.
Well, now only debates. It's so not speeches, to follow debates. Up the drama of this morning, Biden tweeted out in an attempt to recover from the situation. He tweeted out, "There's a lot of talk out there on where I stay out there, bro."
He's trying to at you.
The fuck are you out? What do you mean out there?
He doesn't
bro?
Know you're at.
You mean there's a lot of talk out there, Joe? You mean because of the cameras that were in the room with you and people are talking about it, bro. When it comes to our marijuana laws, here are the facts. And then he includes a Biden.
Look.
No, he includes a Biden for president graphic that says, at the top, it says, where I stand on marijuana laws. One, no one should be in jail for marijuana use. That's great.
Okay,
I think we
good.
Can all agree there. Decriminalized recreational marijuana use and automatically expunge prior convictions.
All right, that's
Yay,
good.
Yay, that's also great. Three, legalized medical marijuana. Okay, sort of
that's a good
doing
thing
that, like, state
but
by
then
state.
But you know wait when he phrases
why,
it like that
yeah why are you say allow states to legalize recreational marijuana okay that's but we're already doing that we can what and then reschedule marijuana so researchers can study its health impacts like that shit needs to happen fucking immediately and the fact
How is
that
it not already I would have assumed it already had
because when Obama started to try to roll things that direction and then Trump came in and had to, like, reverse all of the Obama stuff because that's what we do in this country. We get one party in there, and they start to make some progress on something, and then the other party gets elected, and they come in and say, fuck you and all the hard work you did.
Put it all in the credit.
Yeah, it's awesome. And ever since then, we've been back here, where we're not actually making any progress at the federal or national level in regard to cannabis. And the problem with that is, and the reason that he's partially right here, he's an idiot, and he's an old man who should keep his mouth shut on stuff like this for the most part, unless he knows what he's talking about. He shouldn't have said it was a gateway drug. That was stupid. But he's right about all this other stuff. No one should be in jail for weed use. It should be completely decriminalized fucking everywhere. Obviously, medical marijuana should be available in every state. That should be a national thing. And then it does badly need to be rescheduled from whatever the fuck it's at. Schedule one, I think. Two, I can't remember if one's worse or two's worse. It doesn't matter. It needs to be put in a place where these scientists can do whatever the fuck research Joe needs done and then put in front of him so that he can sign off on this shit so we can be done with it. The fact that we're still talking about it is asinine. We have so many bigger fish to fry. So then if you go through, like, if you're feeling worked up about this, as I obviously am, go through the replies to Biden's explanatory tweet. People are losing their minds in here. I mean, this might be the angriest I've seen stoners ever. Ever.
You don't want to make them upset.
Too many of them were in his base, and he's upset them all. Anyway, if you're new here, I smoke weed, and I feel like it is it can be a very productive substance for some people. And obviously, just like everything, it's not for some, it is for others. But to call it a gateway drug is not only just patently false at this point and incorrect in terms of the label, is dangerous because you're pushing people away from something that could potentially help them. And for me, it is very, very helpful. I don't know where the fuck I would be at if I couldn't smoke weed, like, over the past 2 years of cutting alcohol out of my life and shit. So I hate to see that. I hate to see shit like this. It really does bum me out because it's true. Marijuana is a gateway drug, Jared. A gateway to happiness.
Wow. Next segment.
End of segment. Today's episode of RBP is also brought to you by one of our brand spanking new and squeaky clean sponsors, Truman's. When you're walking down the aisle of the grocery store, it can feel incredibly intimidating, like a complicated chemistry lab. You're surrounded by hundreds of different cleaners for different surfaces and a spectrum of different colors and scents. and it's a pain in the ass, and I'm sick of it, and so are the good people at Truman's. That's why I'm excited to introduce you to them. Truman's, the coolest cleaning company on the planet. They're incredible. Truman's is decluttering the cleaning aisle with 4 non-toxic cleaners for your entire home, shipped free to your door. It's the best. I got their, my first shipment that I got in from them was a starter kit, which is what y'all will have a special offer for at the end of this read, so that you can try all 4 of their cleaners, and it's way, way better than going, having to go to the grocery store and pick out 4 different things, and then one of them's trash, and it's just a joke. This is seriously changing the world. To get started, order your Truman starter kit and try all 4 non-toxic spray cleaners for 45 days, risk-free, plus free shipping. Starter kit comes with 4 reusable bottles, 4 amazing refill cartridges, and special deals on their refill plan. You're saving the damn environment, and you're cleaning your place. Truman's non-toxic sprays, feature an all-purpose kitchen cleaner, a glass and technology cleaner, an all-purpose bathroom cleaner, and a floor cleaner that works on all hard flooring surfaces so your entire place is covered. Clean it all up. By just adding water to Truman's refill cartridges, you'll reuse the same bottles, saving space, plastic, and money. That's why Fast Company honored them as a world-changing idea. Tackle all of your home's tough cleaning needs today. The smarter way with Truman's. To receive 50% off your Truman starter kit, visit trumans.com. Enter the promo code Ross at checkout. That's TRUMANS.com. Promo code Ross for 50% off your starter kit today. Truman's, a better cleaning experience. Next segment, Kylie Jenner has more money than God. Did you hear about the news today? The Kylie Jenner business news, J-Bone, that I know you stay up on.
Yeah, so what?
She has way more money than you.
Wait. I don't know. You don't know. You never see my you don't know my investments.
I'm
first
confident.
Off, my portfolio.
You got some offshore
you're right.
Accounts.
You're right. I don't have any offshore accounts. I have underwater accounts.
Oh, okay. So,
oh, like Aquaman.
Yeah. Guarded by Aquaman.
Yeah, it's Aquaman. They're kept in a Floridian marsh.
Under the sea.
Not under the sea. It's actually Lake Okeechobee.
Oh. Don't well, you're aware that Kylie Jenner makes makeup and shit?
Yeah, I'm slightly aware of who she is, and that she is worth more than this probably the square mile we're in right now.
Probably not. There's probably some VC dickhead wandering South Congress that's worth a shitload of money. But, well, no. At this point, she's over a billion. Probably, yes. Everyone within a square mile of here is worth less money than Kylie Jenner put together.
I mean, like, also including the property value of all the land around us. She's still worth more than that.
Maybe.
She is worth more than if you sold... if you took the net worth of every person in the square mile where we're at now, you sold all the property, you sold all the items, you literally sold
everything
or added up the value of everything, she's still worth more than that.
Yeah, that's sick. She doesn't need this much shit. Well, she sold a majority share, and this is the important part, just 51% of the company, okay? A 51% stake in Kylie Jenner Cosmetics for $600 million. Okay, that's for the 51%. Which puts the company value total at over $1.2 billion, obviously. And she is no longer the majority owner, meaning that she will no longer, I'm assuming, have to do anything if she was in the fucking first place.
This would be like the face of the company.
Yeah. Right.
Like for promo
purposes, which is what
name.
I assume was always the goal here, to build it up to a place where then they could sell it to a huge company. It's the Ryman's. I can never remember. I think it's Ryman's. REIMANNS. It's a German family, very, very wealthy, very well known.
But you know what?
They're the family behind Krispy Kreme donuts and Panera Bread.
What? Oh, yeah, we did discuss that before.
There was like a Nazi situation at one point.
Yeah, that was when we had a recurring guest Mia Khalifa on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What was it? Was there a Nazi in the family? It sounds like a family I don't want to accuse of having Nazi ties if they're worth as much money.
They're probably litigious.
Uh-huh. They probably are. So I'm just going to go ahead and do a hashtag allegedly, hashtag... What are the words?
Maybe. I condone nothing Ross is saying, and you can depose me, and I'll say that.
Oh, you're clear now. That's good for you. Anyway, the Ryman's of Germany are major shareholders of Coty Inc., which is buying the 51% stake in Kylie Jenner's cosmetic line for $600 million. She became the world's youngest self-made billionaire earlier this year. I don't remember if y'all... It was a big deal. She was on the cover of Forbes and shit, which I think was pretty surprising to people. Like... that Kylie has had the amount of success she's had with, you know, because there's Kim Kardashian, there's Kourtney, there's Khloe, they're fucking everywhere. And then Kylie, one of the little ones, pops out and she's suddenly dominating everybody.
And then Kendall, you forgot about her.
She's killing it too, but not anywhere near this level.
Oh, no, Kendall's just models,
man. This is nuts. This is next level shit. So, yeah, like Kris Jenner, the mom, obviously helps manage the business. And we were talking off mic before the show started. Like, I wonder how this... I'm so curious as to how the setup is for Kris Jenner. Like, does she get a cut from each kid's... Because she's managing them all, right? Managers typically get a 10% cut of your income. And in this case, I was trying to do the math. I was like, how much money could... Where is this going? At some point down the line, the Kardashians are going to become one of like the wealthiest families on the planet, if they're not already. And they're reality TV stars. It's just a bizarre situation. Like,
it is.
There is an inordinate amount of power now within a family that was like a joke because she sucked dick on camera 15 years ago. And now she's in the Oval Office like making moves. She's getting black people out of prison who have been in there wrongfully for like 20 years and shit. It's bizarre. I was talking to my dad about it this weekend. I was like, I'm pretty sure that Kris Jenner realized, holy shit, excuse me, Donald Trump's horny old ass is president. We can get Kim in there, and he's a moron. We can use this guy. She's smoke. He sees her as just a media outlet.
And he's a perv.
And he's a perv. And I think it worked. I'm serious. I think that they were like, holy shit, this is our window. And now Kim Kardashian's getting wrongfully accused people out of prison. The world that we live in 2019 is so confusing.
You know, could you imagine if Kanye does run for president, since he kind of teased that idea,
yeah,
to have the Kardashian family and then the Trump family, just those two?
I don't think he'll actually do it, because I don't think they could.
That would be an electric election.
It would, but I don't think they can get him to a place where he'll speak in turn. I don't think they could do a debate. I don't think they could get him. I'm shocked that the Lakewood Church thing this weekend even worked. They had.
Did you watch that, by the way?
No, because I don't.
You don't support Joel Osteen?
That is a large part of it, but it's also, I don't want to like, yeah, Joel's kind of a piece of shit. He's a piece. Just, I know there's people who disagree with that. There's people who like Joel, and there's people who think that even if he is a piece and a lot of it is driven by greed, that he's also doing good stuff for the world. And look, I don't know where I stand entirely on Osteen, but the fact that they even got Kanye to go and then not make it a 45-minute rant, that it was under control and went off without a hitch, allegedly, is sort of shocking to me. So I don't know. Maybe he will run for fucking president, but he has absolutely no chance of winning with his current opinions and way of thinking.
I don't know. We'll see.
Wait,
who's running for president?
Kanye West, allegedly. Maybe.
2020.
He's been talking about it for like 3 years, Jared. Wait, he won't shut the fuck up.
He hasn't started the campaign yet. He's not on any...
I feel like they bumped it back to 2024 or something.
Yeah, I mean, they have to. He's not on any... I think you had to sign up for like the Iowa caucus by now.
And did you really?
I mean...
But again, isn't there some standard there? Like, I can't just go sign up and then get put into the shit, right? Like,
well, you have, you're not a politician.
I know, but you have to have like X amount of something to even make the debate.
Maybe he can make people write him in.
Yeah.
You have to have so many, like, I think, like, nominations or, like, support. I don't know.
Good Lord. I'm reading about this, the Ryman family. Kylie's wealth still perils. This is from Forbes, I think. Pales in comparison to her new shareholders, or Bloomberg, rather, excuse me. Five family members, Wolfgang Ryman, Rene Ryman Haas, Stefan Ryman Anderson, and Matthias Ryman Anderson, and Andrea Ryman, I can't say that. They're worth $7 billion combined.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Five family members of the Ryman family, $7 billion, according to Bloomberg Billionaires Index, which is a thing that I'm going to spend some time tonight looking through.
You know,
I wonder how many there are.
If you put the three of us together, we're probably worth, like, what, $700?
I mean,
I always wonder about my value, because on paper, it looks good. But in reality, oh, it's not. It's not. It's not good at all. The shoes, now if you take the value of the shoes in my closet, then my number starts to go.
Yeah, then it's worth more than Kylie Jenner.
No, unfortunately.
Almost.
I'm not there yet. Speaking of shoes, you know what you need shoes with?
Socks.
Ha ha! Huzzah.
Perfect segue.
RBP 242 is also brought to you by Stance Socks. Y'all see me wearing Stance every single day. I'm literally wearing them now. They're on my Instagram story pretty much every single day. If you're failing to pull the trigger and fix your sock game by going with Stance, listen up. Now is the time. You remember when socks used to be one of the worst things you could get at Christmas?
I used to hate getting that.
If you got socks as a
socks
present,
and underwear.
The worst, bro. Like, regular ass fucking Hanes socks or some shit. They're
whitey tighties.
Awful. It went fruitcake.
Wearing underwear or socks.
Then socks. Then maybe like a gift certificate to a restaurant you didn't like. Everybody remembers getting a trash gift from their childhood. I can remember multiple occasions of receiving plain white socks and plain white underwear, like Walter White underwear, on Christmas morning. And I was just like, the fuck? If somebody had given me Stance, I would have shit my pants. This is the ticket.
That's got to be their new tagline. If Stance. You give someone Stance, they'll shit their pants.
No, it's just Stance. You'll shit your pants. It's much cleaner. But Stance has completely changed the reputation of socks. They took this piece of apparel nobody cared about anymore that had gone completely fallen by the wayside, and they made it into something people can't stop talking about again. And now they're the go-to gift for people who really want to make someone happy during the holidays. The first time I slid on a pair of Stance, all this talk about socks suddenly made sense. And I remember, there was like a few month period before I got a hold of a pair, where I was like, all right, what's the deal with this company? What is going on? And this is years ago that I started to notice this.
Yeah.
And then slowly they started picking up, like, and working with people that I really enjoyed, like James Harden and stuff. And I was like, what the fuck? So the first time I put them on, it really will, you'll get it. You'll slide on, if it's a pair of Butter Blends, for example, you slide them on your feet, it's completely going to change your life. They're incredible. I didn't know socks could feel like that. And now it's the only pair. I have like 70 pairs of Stance. All my other socks are long gone. I get like 10 new pairs of Stance every Christmas, the last few Christmases, because people know how much I love them. And as a result, I have like a very inexplicable amount of Star Wars socks from Stance, which has
become... Star War?
A Star War. It's become interesting. but my listeners get a free pair of socks with their next order, which is huge. All you have to do is go to stance.com/Ross. That's stance.com/Ross. Free pair of socks with your next order. I can't think of a better gift to give or get this holiday season than Stance socks. Take the guesswork out of shopping. Stance makes gifting easy, and everyone will be happy. Stance.com/Ross, STANCE.com/ROSS for all your holiday needs and free socks with purchase. Next segment, Country Cookout with Guy Fieri.
That was close.
Fieri.
Well, how do you say it?
It's
Guy Fieri.
It's, no, you're putting too much on it now.
So the way I say it is Guy Fieri.
Wrong.
Well, we know that's wrong.
You try.
But that's how most people say it, right?
Well, I listen to you say it, Fieri.
Close.
Fieri.
Close. It's Guy Fieri.
Fieri.
Imagine it's spelled F-I-E-D-I. Fieri.
Oh, like a D. I was thinking T.
It's called an alveolar trill, and it's kind of a fancy name for rolling your R's.
Is that really what that's called?
Yeah, I just looked it up, and I pretty much just read verbatim in my brain what I read before the show.
Oh, good, because I was going to say, if you had that like in there...
Yeah, because I don't even know what you just said.
I knew it was an alveolar or something.
I was going to say, pick other stuff, store, because that's fucking stupid.
Yeah, so anyways, this is the new soundtrack of your summer, right?
No, so I was on Spotify listening to some actual music, Lucas Nelson and the Promise of the Real, who I've talked about on the show before. It's Willie Nelson's son. He's fucking awesome, makes great music. And you know how Spotify gives you like, you might also like.
Sure.
And I would have expected like, I don't know, like fucking Willie Nelson, Hank Williams Jr. I don't know. Normal artists. And it usually has a few. I think there's usually three things it recommends for you. Well, this morning I'm listening to Lucas and Spotify's like, you might also like. And then it just says Country Cookout with Guy Fieri. And it's a Spotify playlist.
What's Guy Fieri doing in the photo?
Yeah.
He's arms crossed. Just smiling, looking like he always does, really.
Now, is this a playlist curated by him?
I don't even know. That's the beauty of it. It doesn't even... I'm on it.
There's got to be a description.
Well, what artists are on
the description
playlist?
Is Country Cookout with Guy Fieri. Jared, there's nothing else here. And then it's just like 40 songs that I would rather hang myself than listen to.
Hey,
Wagon Wheel is on here, bro. If somebody...
You used to sing that every day back at the old office.
Shut the fuck up, Jared. That is just not true. Shut the fuck up. There is shit on here that if you played for me in my vehicle, I would eject you from the car.
Like, give me the worst song.
Yeah.
That's the worst song. Okay. But like Hank Williams Jr., A Country Boy Can Survive. What in the name of fuck did Spotify see that made me think I would want to hear that song? Look at my track list, Spotify. What is wrong with
you? Don't talk about Hank.
Look, I'm not talking shit about Hank.
Hank is a legend.
I'm just saying I want nothing to do with that song.
Let me point this out. Guy Fieri is from Northern California. He is not a country boy. He has no, like...
Why would there be a country cookout with him then?
Well, because he cooks. He's, you know, he's a celebrity chef.
Honestly, I would go to a cookout that he's hosting.
Sweet.
And you know you would too.
Yeah, dude, you can drink some of his donkey sauce.
What is that?
It's his famous sauce.
Is it? I'm not a guy.
It's like special sauce. He calls it donkey sauce.
That's what he came with, huh?
Yeah.
That's the marketing he wanted to push.
Ross,
you can't say Guy Fieri came with donkey sauce.
All right,
okay?
I'm gonna be real about something right now. The more I read through this, the more I'm like, this playlist is fire.
What?
Oh, yeah. Having second thought.
I don't really know how else to say it other than that I think I might have been wrong with the angle I came in.
Would you find something else on here?
This may be the greatest playlist on Spotify. Uncle Cracker's Drift Away. Yeah. Okay. David Allen Coe's The Ride. Toby Keith, How You Like Me Now. How do you like me now?
I do like that song.
Shouts to Micah. Kid Rock's Cowboy.
Okay.
All right. Zach Brown Band Chicken Fried. Come on. Classic. Horrible song, but that'll make you smile. That'll make you feel a little bit
better.
You were
listening to that in college, weren't you?
Not by choice.
Was that college?
Bro, you understand what I had to listen to in college, AJ?
Well, your
the worst fucking music in the world. I was a KA, so
yeah,
I was in a country frat, basically, right?
You were listening
to
Wagon
Wheel. And
all
they did was pump out. I'm kidding about the racist part. Although I'm not in some places. They were very racist in some places, but not our chapter. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and it's the Alan Jackson and Jimmy Buffett version.
Oh.
Stand By Your Man. Why is that in here?
That's
everything else on there. Partying, cookout in the backyard, and then Stand By Your Man comes on. And I don't know what to make
of that. It's a curveball, okay.
I know that I am not from Texas because I don't recognize 90% of these songs.
Now here's the issue I take. Now I'm back on the other side. This is horrible. Darius Rucker's Wagon Wheel is the one featured.
Yeah.
Is that better or worse for you? I'm actually
significantly worse.
Yeah, probably worse.
Wait, so I thought you hated the old Crow Medicine Show version because that's like what was played so much and that you just
Yes, it literally ruined several years of my life. But
I would think it's like a
version that counts. Darius Rucker's version doesn't even count. That's not real.
Now, here's the problem is that Darius Rucker is a great singer. He's got a great voice.
I only acknowledge him as a member of Hootie and the Blowfish.
As Hootie, specifically
when
Hootie.
When I think of him, I think of Hootie, yeah.
I'm a big-time Hootie guy.
Dude, they have hits.
Who told him to pick this song?
I don't know, but also now I'm looking at pictures of Darius Rucker, and from like certain angles, he could almost be mistaken for Kanye West. Look at that. Does that not look like Kanye?
That does look like Kanye West.
That's Kanye if he had like a few bad years, man. Like if he just goes off for a little longer, man, that's him, dude. They're sharing the same facial hair and everything.
I think you're the first person to acknowledge that.
Holy shit,
type
man.
Type in.
Looks like his uncle or something.
Type in Darius Rucker, Kanye West. I needed to know if people
have seen
this.
You need to go on Twitter
before.
And post
Oh,
side
yeah,
by
here
side.
We go. No, this is definitely a thing that's been done. Oh, please find me a video of them dapping each other up. Okay, so here's Nelly and Darius Rucker dapping each other up, which is funny because it looks like it's Kanye and Nelly, but nah, man, this is definitely something somebody has observed at some point. And I feel like the bigger Kanye gets as he stops giving a fuck about like being in shape and whatever, the man is ballooning a bit, and I've been there too. And then
I wish you were there right now.
Shit happens. Yeah. I do, but I think they look more alike as his face sort of fills out. So it's just getting weird. But anyway, if you want to enjoy country cookout with Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri.
I didn't know it was there for all of us, and it is. Next segment. Ross's squirrel situation.
Oh.
I tweeted about this over the weekend, but I wanted to quickly talk about it because I'm not kidding. I'm not really sure what to do here. People have suggested a pellet gun. I'm not going to murder a squirrel. But I have this situation with a squirrel in my backyard. And the situation is this. I have a big oak tree. One big oak tree. And this squirrel has essentially become a master of that domain. This squirrel is the dominant squirrel in the backyard. He keeps all the other squirrels away from this tree. This is his fucking tree, and he's doing mad work. He's up there in the branches all day, every day, dropping acorns on the entire fucking yard. Then he comes down, and he eats them, but in such a gluttonous manner, because it doesn't matter, he's so set with so many acorns in this giant tree all to himself, that he'll fucking, like, eat half of one and, like, spit it out. So there's half-ass eating acorns and acorn shells. I'm not joking. Every square inch of my backyard is completely and utterly covered. So, on top of that, my dogs are in beef with this squirrel, and that they watch him out the window all day, and they watch where he buries his nuts, and then my dog, Bruce, will come out back and dig up this squirrel's nuts and move them around, like chew on them and spit to mock him, and like spit him back out with dog smell on him so that the squirrel knows, like, this nut is no longer useful. It's been contaminated. And then on top of that, I'm sitting in my backyard yesterday, I'm smoking a joint, and on occasion I'll be in my living room and I'll hear an acorn fall. Cause it's a tall tree, 20 feet probably up. And I'll hear an acorn hit my back deck hard, like, Kah! But I'm sitting there and one hits me directly in the top of my head. And it was enough to where, like, it didn't hurt bad, but it was like, ow, motherfucker. And then I look, I just thought it was the tree. You know, they fall out, wind, whatever. I look up, and the dude is at the highest possible point, directly above me, just fucking staring down at me. Like,
he's just like hurling nuts on you?
Like,
head?
He just did it on purpose. It was like a commercial. You remember that commercial with the Geico one, I think, where the birds dive bomb the car and poop all over it?
I remember that.
It was like the squirrel was consciously creating a beef situation with me. A squirrel, bro. So now I've got this cocky squirrel in my backyard who not only has wrecked everything, the whole thing is covered in his shit, that my dogs are now eating, and they think they're squirrels too because they're squirrel-sized. They see the squirrel behaving. They think that's how they're supposed to behave. It's a nightmare situation, and now he's taken a personal attack on me and my person. What do you do about a squirrel gone wrong, though?
I don't know. Maybe
you try to catch it with weed and incarcerate it.
Pull out the strap.
That's how you get rid of it.
That's true.
But he mocks the dogs and shit too, dude. He's just like sowing malcontent throughout my entire home.
I've got a question. Are you sure it's a male? Does he have big nuts?
You know what? It could be a female squirrel who's in love with one of my dogs, and that's this whole like a sword in the stone situation. Like she wants to get it on. Mm-hmm. Not with me. Clearly.
Squirrels can have big nuts. You would
peg
know.
Me
if,
in
you
the
probably
head.
Would know. If it was that dominant of a male, you'd probably
you mean testicles?
Yeah.
Balls in the sack.
Yeah. Look them up. Look it up. Look up squirrel nuts.
You want me to Google squirrel testicles live on the air?
Yeah, I do.
Can't believe this is actually a thing I'm going to do, but okay. Yeah, you're not fucking around. Then get a little hung.
Okay, yeah.
You can definitely tell.
Like, so have you seen this one? Have you looked at the nethers?
God damn, some of these squirrels are hung as shit.
I told you.
Fucking gross, dude.
I told you.
Ew, Jared. Why did you know this?
Why are you not, dude?
Oh, this one's an article called 10 Nutty Facts About Squirrels, and the featured image is one's just big-ass ball sack. Just, it's weird-looking. I saw that, dude. That's a Billy Madison quote that I didn't even intentionally...
Come on, man.
See that dude's balls? They were weird-looking. Anyway, I don't know how to handle this.
It sounds like an alpha squirrel.
It is.
Like he's claiming your territory. Well, it's
and taking over.
He's going to take over your house. That's his house.
Yeah, dude,
now.
You're about to get served, and you're going to find out that this squirrel's hired a lawyer and claimed like squatter laws and taken over your property.
I just wanted to stop with the acorn nonsense. Like, I don't even care that clearly the squirrel's hit the jackpot. It's living the life in an acorn tree that cannot run out of acorns, but he's destroying my yard, and now he's attacked me, and I don't want to murder it. I don't want to.
Just get animal control. That seems like an easy fix.
Yeah, they're going to love that. Call 311.
Hey, listen, man, this squirrel just pegged me in the head. I need you to get out of here right now and take care of this. We got a domestic violence situation about to break out here.
How big are the nuts? They're really big.
Yeah, then we get to talking about squirrel testicles.
Like something you would see on Animal Planet.
Unbelievable. Anyway, it's...
You want me to Google squirrel testicles while I'm at work in the government building?
It's been a mild annoyance to me, is the end of the segment. Essentially. AJ,
yes.
Did you see me next segment? Maxo Cream stage dives to attack own fan.
Yeah.
Did you see the video I put up of this?
Yeah.
Who is that, by the way?
So Maxo Cream is an up-and-coming Houston rapper who has bust onto the national scene this past year with his newest album, Brandon Banks.
Yes.
And he's very talented. He's a good rapper. I love him. He's
really good.
He's a lot of fun, but he's also like a kid still. Okay. So he's like fucking, I don't know how old he is, but he's young. Maxo Cream age is what I will Google.
Might be around our age.
29. So maybe he's a little bit older than I thought. So he's 29 years old. But let me put it this way. He doesn't act fully grown all of the time, which who does? Who among us does? But this is all to say that a video came out this weekend of him performing a show in like, doesn't matter. Let's say Arkansas or in Oklahoma. Not in Houston, Texas, outside of Houston. He's on a tour, this Brandon Banks World Tour promoting his new album or whatever. And he's on stage and he's about to start a song and like the beat starts to drop. And you know, there's probably 50 people in the crowd. It's not a crazy crowd. It's not a stadium. It's a club or a bar. But he's out there doing he's grinding. He's a big old fat guy. He's up there on stage, shirtless, fucking about to go in on this song. The crowd starts getting hyped. And I can't remember the name of the song off the top of my head, but it's one that's real obvious when you watch the video. I'll put it up on our Instagram. And when a crowd gets hyped at a rap concert, oftentimes, like, you know, in a small venue, there'll be like a beer shower, or somebody likes to throw their water around or some shit. Like, people get crazy. Yeah. People throw beer. Shit happens. Well, some dude did the beer whip, like, woo, like, whip, woo, we're doing this song, beer whip, woo, from the crowd, and that beer, like, came out of the can or cup, and it direct hit on Maxo Cream. Again, big old fat dude on stage trying to get into a song. So Maxo freezes up for a second. And you can tell, like, he went through the thought process. Like,
I'll be scared.
Is this a disrespect from my own fan, mind you, at my show? He's at a show.
He paid money.
This man paid to come see. Is this a disrespect that I can tolerate? Or does the G-code dictate that I keep it real right here and beat this fool's ass? And then in the split second, he went, nope, the song can wait. And he stage dives. The first stage dive attack I've ever seen. It's a stage dive with a punch attached to the end of it. He somehow, his fat ass, this is a big fat man, ends up fully parallel stage dive, all in. Like, he went full send, swinging. He somehow ends up not falling flat. Nobody catches him, but in the way he hits the crowd, it like sits him upright, and then the camera switches and he's just unloading. I mean,
like punching this guy in the face?
Punching everything in front of him in the face.
Just as anyone many in the area. I mean, don't be around that
guy. If you were in the vicinity of the dude who threw the water, the odds are you got the shit beat out of you. Yeah. And then the crowd turned on that dude and his like people are jumping off stage and shit too. This guy got. Things didn't go well. So the point is this. First of all, don't throw beer on Maxo Cream. He doesn't think it's funny. Maybe just don't throw any liquid at a Maxo concert. Because he's also a murder block Crip. He'll fucking kill you. And he also clearly doesn't have a problem with assault charges. This is all on camera. He's going to get picked up for this. You can't beat down your own fans.
He's fine with it.
He doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't care. He genuinely doesn't care. And if you go back and like read or listen to even his albums, he talks about his life story and like the way he was brought up and his father and like... This man is not here for the games. I've never seen a rapper attack their own fans. Unless, like, I've seen a rapper on stage and a fan ran on stage and had
and
to be...
And then the bodyguard comes in and, like...
Had to be dealt with.
No, there was... It wasn't, like, one of the rock groups.
Riff Raff had a bodyguard who speared dude a good 10... I mean, he killed that dude.
That went viral,
That guy didn't survive, I don't think. That guy died. The guy runs on stage and, like, before he can even get to Riff Raff, this... In like a lineman, not even a linebacker, like a lineman size bodyguard, just crushes the dude off the stage. It's fucking crazy.
Oh no, Action Bronson. We didn't even talk about him. He's known for notoriously throwing his fans off the stage to where it became a bit at his concert.
Another big fat guy.
He would encourage him. People would come up and he would like grab them, put them in like a choke slam, and like throw them off the stage. And the next person runs up, he'll grab them and like body slam them off the stage. And it was like this fun thing that he did.
What the fuck? How do I get that going? Fans come through, like choke him out.
He's just asking to get sued.
Yeah, that seems like... I'm sure his manager really appreciated that show tactic. He was like, this is good. This'll end well.
I imagine, like, maybe you're, like, a super litigious person who's, like, allergic to dairy. Like, you go to a Steve Aoki concert, and you're like, throw the goddamn cake at me! Do it, Steve! I want to sue your ass!
That's a good fucking plan. Yeah. I can't believe nobody's... Maybe you have to sign a cake wager before you get into a Steve Aoki show.
I'm pretty sure he's never thought of that before.
What is that, dude... What is the deal? He just rolls around Vegas doing shows at pool parties and banging out models and then hanging with Bilzerian, and that's like his life now?
I'm pretty sure he hangs out at Onnit, actually.
Does he really?
Oh, yeah. He hangs out at Onnit here in Austin.
I guess that shouldn't really...
Get him on the podcast.
That shouldn't really surprise
me. You should get it.
It would be interesting to get Steve Aoki on the podcast, just because I don't understand how his life became
interesting life.
What it is. Yeah, I remember reading about it at some point a little bit, like his dad was somebody that allowed him to get his start somehow. But anyway, yeah, that'd be a fun interview. Holler at him, AJ. AJ's been hunting.
Yes.
Hunting. Hard.
So we might have some big names here in the future. So
remember,
stay tuned.
Under promise, over deliver.
Yeah.
I do the complete opposite of that constantly, though. I can't help myself. I've already teased guests that he's reached out to. No response from, like, no indication that they should be here. Just
reached out to Post Malone.
Just because I enjoy it, yeah.
No, I found his PR girl.
Wait, did you really?
Yeah.
I didn't even see that one. Maybe you've done so many at this point, dude, that I, like, missed some.
Post Malone, Casey Musgraves, that's another one. I thought it should be pretty cool to talk to.
Yeah. You mean they're not chomping on the bit to get on here?
What, you don't think Kacey Musgraves needs the exposure on RBP? She's trying to sell records.
She has a Christmas special coming out. So.
It's the biggest music podcast, country music podcast in the whole country. Everybody knows that.
What would you do?
I thought she's going to cancel one of her Grammys performances.
What would you do if she agreed to an interview?
I'd probably end up talking to her about the entire list of songs on the Country Cookout with Guy Fieri.
or you can talk about the backlash because she recently posted a picture of both of her feet on her Twitter account.
There was backlash to that?
Well, yeah, a backlash in the form of a bunch of foot fetishists going to absolute town on themselves.
Oh, yeah. Dude, foot guys? No offense, because I know some of y'all are listening.
There's definitely foot guys listening.
First of all, they're everywhere. You don't realize it, but there are a lot more foot guys than you realize. And then have you ever tried to put yourself in their shoes? Have you ever tried to, like,
go into a foot guy's shoes.
This is one thing.
We talked about this before. We had a discussion before.
Oh, did we really?
Yeah.
But one thing, I was watching that most recent
foot job.
Tarantino movie.
Yeah.
It was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Tarantino has a foot fetish, so he puts feet all over the goddamn movies he makes. And I remember trying to think to myself, like, all right, man, this makes zero sense to you. You don't want to fuck a foot. You never have. But let's think about it from Tarantino's perspective and try to see if we can at least understand. And, like, I don't know. I sort of get it. Like, I sort of get it.
That foot's been in a shoe.
But I'm not there. I'm not becoming a foot fetish guy. Jared looks concerned. But I sort of get it. I'm just saying, like, it's Margot Robbie's foot. It's still a piece of Margot Robbie. It's just a foot. With so, five individual digits.
You gotta use your imagination, I guess, right?
Spring forth. I don't understand fucking a foot still, though.
Remember when Rex Ryan had a framed photo of his wife's foot on his coaching desk when he was a head coach of the Jets?
Feet. I guess you have to fuck 2 feet. You can't fuck one foot.
Yeah, no, because you gotta press the feet together.
Yeah, Rex Ryan's career essentially from that point on became only about how he's got a foot fetish.
I mean, let's not lie. You were part of this too, Ross. At our old company, literally, our YouTube videos of our video recorded podcasts were passed around in the foot fetish community.
I remember that.
Sometimes some of us wouldn't wear shoes.
I remember that story.
This is not a joke. I'm not saying this as like, good one, Jared. No, I joke around a lot. This is real.
Yeah. No, you know how it's annoying? Because Jared says things that you just know are patently false. And when he starts saying them, you're like, Jared, you fuck. This is not one of those things. That happened. And now that we're talking about it, I'm a little concerned that we might bring forth that community somehow again. Fortunately, our video setup at this point no longer involves feet or...
Look right now.
You can't even see our feet.
No, you can see my shoe. It's like front and center. Look at this.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm waving my foot around. I'm trying to get... Oh, God. I've got a good camera angle.
Your feet are not exposed,
hey,
though.
Hey, you like this? Dude, you like this, you sick fuck?
Jared, stop it. Stop talking them off. Now they love that, dude. That's what they get off on.
Oh, you're right. Damn.
You look directly into the camera and
point at it? What do I do then?
Jesus. That's the problem.
Enjoy. Is that how I do?
Don't know how to handle it because we had this situation unfold at our old company where there was guys watching our YouTube videos. It was mostly men that were in the foot fetish community and then were attempting to purchase like used socks, shoes from us. Like,
Mike's laughing. Like, this is not a joke.
We would do an episode where like I have my feet up on the desk, but I didn't take my shoes off that day. And then like dudes in the comments would be like, please, please take your shoes off next time.
Yeah.
Like it was fucking
weird.
Jake
Goldman took his shoes off a lot. He wore flip-flops a lot. And they're like, dude, hey, Jake, take those things off.
Yo, Jake leaned into it a little too hard for my comfort. Jake might be one of those dudes.
I think Dylan got he had some propositions.
Yeah,
a lot of them.
A lot. It wasn't a game. Yeah. We could have made good money. We probably would have made more money doing the shoe fetish thing than we did off that actual show at that point. We should have gone with that.
We don't have any advertisers, but this episode is brought to you by my foot.
We're going to... And photos of it. And socks that have been worn on it.
Stance. It all comes full circle.
It does come full circle.
Sponsored by Stance.
Stance.com. We're a sneaker podcast. Talk about socks, feet.
/Ross. And now, a way to stay hydrated. RBP 242 is also brought to you by Liquid IV, the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. If you're trying to drink more water, Liquid IV hydrates you 2 to 3 times faster and more efficiently than water alone, with an added bonus of vitamin C, B3, B5, B6, and B12. Huge for tailgating season. You hit a Liquid IV in the morning before you head out. Hit another one when you get back, and boom, you're way better off than all your other boys who did not crush Liquid IV like champions. Jared, why are you... Feel good, do good... Shut up. Liquid IV has donated 1.5 million sticks to date to places like Haiti, Uganda, Puerto Rico, most recently Nepal. Each purchase you make, Liquid IV donates a serving to someone in need around the world. Liquid IV is the fastest growing wellness brand. You can find them everywhere, even Costco. You can find their hydration. You can find their hydration multiplier sold at all Costco's nationwide. Liquid IV is delicious. This stuff is awesome. My mom is obsessed with it. Her entire pantry is stocked to the brim with it. Mine is now too as a result. I'm obsessed with Liquid IV. I know y'all will love it too. Right now, you get 25% off at liquidiv.com. Use the code Ross at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order on Liquid IV's website. Go to liquidiv.com. Enter my promo code Ross to get your savings and start getting better hydration. That's liquidiv.com, promo code Ross. Don't wait. Start properly hydrating today. All their products utilize CTT, which is called cellular transport technology. It's a specific ratio of glucose, sodium and potassium, and when you mix it with 16 ounces of water, it helps your body absorb more of the water and nutrients you drink directly into your bloodstream. Non-GMO, vegan, free of gluten, dairy, and soy, clean ingredients, liquidiv.com, promo code Ross. On the way out of here, you know what? No, I'm going to save these. I got two things I want to talk about, both of which are interesting enough to be to warrant like full-blown segments. So I'll give you a little tease. How about that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Tease me with your feet, daddy.
A little tease. Why were you cracking up during the ad
read? Yeah, why are you laughing at?
You almost derailed me.
I'm sorry. My friend, Handjob Swag.
Okay.
If you listen to Granix Gaming, you know who that is. He just sent me a funny YouTube video.
You got a funny YouTube video. I thought you were on Twitch and there was like somebody talking about our feet.
Yeah.
No. I'll show you the video after. It's an old viral video, but he sent it to me and the cat. Here's why it was funny.
Nope, stopping you here.
Okay.
No, absolutely not. But we have two very good ones for next episode. First one is about stealing of packages, package stealing, which is going to become a thing again here in the holiday season. And the other segment that you have to look forward to on, I think I'm going to drop it on Wednesday, actually, maybe Thursday, we'll see, is the insane headline of the day. And
we haven't done one of those in a while.
I can't even give you the headline because then you'll go read about it yourself and I want to be the one to tell you about it. So from there, we're done for the day. But before you move on to take on the world, it's time for some very important announcements. First and foremost, if you want more episodes of RBP, there's only one place you can get them other than your regularly scheduled programming right here on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on SoundCloud. The only other place you can get more extra, extraneous, exclusive RBP is patreon.com/RossBolin podcast. As I mentioned, we are desperately trying to get our numbers up. We've been hovering at about the 1,000 patron mark for the entire time our page has existed. Ever since I launched my company, left my old company, and started doing our thing here, we've had about the same. It's an incredible level of support. Do not get me wrong. I'm so appreciative of the 1,000 of you and who have been in and out, and those of you who have been there the whole time, and especially the OGs who have thrown down $100 or more a month is what the guys in the OG tier bring to the table, and that is so, so, so big for what we're able to make things easier for us to do here at Bolin Media. So, again, paramount that we get as many of y'all as we can on patreon.com/RossBolinPodcast. Watch the full video of today's episode. You'll see Jared crying, laughing hysterically as I tried to hold it together for an ad read.
It's a funny YouTube
What
video.
Else? You'll see our shoes.
My shoes. Hey, and maybe, no, you just did this wrong. You say, you'll see our feet, and then they'll join, and then they will not see the feet, and then you get their money, and then they leave.
Oh, well, that's...
We can make that bonus
seems
content.
Seems fraudulent.
Okay, Ross,
here's what I'll say. Here's what I'll promise. Here's what I'll promise to you foot fetish freaks out there listening right now.
Oh.
If you attempt... If you go patreon.com/RossBolinPodcast and you join, I will try to get more of my feet on the camera feeds each week for y'all. If you come through, but I got to see big numbers if we're gonna get
bare feet.
Look, if we're gonna become a foot fetish podcast,
go full nude.
This is the time to pivot. I figure into 2019, maybe less people will notice. They come in 2020, you know, they hit the podcast app. Do you want to start downloading this show again? It's been a couple weeks. And then the first episode they download is just us talking feet.
Ross, if you get 5,000 patrons by the end of the year, and they're legit patrons, all of who pay money, I'll lick your foot on camera.
If we get, Jared, if we get 5,000 by the end of the year, I will cut one of your feet off, cook it, and then eat it on camera.
You shouldn't, you just took away, like, maybe people wanted to see what I said.
5,000?
I don't know.
5,000? I'll eat your foot.
No, don't eat my... Why do you keep saying things like...
For 5,000 patrons, I will eat Jared's feet. Which one of you is me? 5,000.
When you say eat, you mean like the sexual version eat? Like you'll deep throat?
No, you're never going to see that foot again, bro. It's going through my digestive system and I'm pooping it out into a toilet. 5,000. Patreon.com/RossBolinPodcast. I will eat Jared's foot. Jared, you're done.
No. Come on.
Jared, you're done. Mike Burns, special guest for November. Available now. Merchandise coming soon. Jared's getting cut off over and over. Rate and review. You have legal obligations as a result of having listened to this entire episode. You already know what they're. Rate and review. Tell people about the show. Share the show. End of the year. Big push. Share the show. Patreon. Share the show. Instagram at the Ross Boland Podcast. Twitter at Ross Boland Pod. Facebook somewhere for old people. You can follow me Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at WR Boland. I'm Ross Boland at WRBOLEN on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Jared, where can we follow you on social medias and such?
At Jared Borislow on Twitter and Instagram. Also at Tinder Convos for the funniest dating app combos. I have a lot of followers. You wouldn't
Tinder Convos.
You wouldn't expect it, but I do. I had the most followers. The great.
You need to send me one of your faves so I can put it up on the RBP feed and show, because you talk about it, and I'm sure there are people who have just been too lazy to click and go look at it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Send me one of your faves. I'll put that bitch up so you can get a little growth going. AJ, where can we follow you, brother?
I am at Capital AJ on Twitter and Instagram. That is CAPITALAJ. One more thing real quickly. It's Monday Night Football.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, this is a recurring thing now.
Oh, shit. I haven't looked at either.
Okay, we got Chiefs.
I almost just clicked on it, just for the record.
We got Chiefs versus Chargers. Now, it's what, like 8 o'clock right now? It's probably
8:19, yeah.
It's probably the end of the first half, right?
Yeah, give or take. Something like
that. Did you just look and you know that's the case?
I don't know. I'm guessing.
Are you going to make a guess, too?
Yeah, so let's do a halftime prediction and then final score, who wins.
Oh, God. Who are they playing?
The Chargers. Chiefs and Chargers.
I'm going to say...
Good old Phil Rivers.
I'm going to say 14 to 10 Chiefs at the half. And I'm going to say 28-24 Chiefs game.
I need you to go next because I don't have insider info, but like you'll just go first.
I think first half is 21 skunk Chiefs.
Jesus.
And then final score, 35-0.
Jesus.
What do you know, freak?
Okay, so I got a couple notifications from Yahoo Fantasy, and I think twice Keenan Allen was in the red zone. So I think it's probably 21 Chargers.
Well, now I can pull it up. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm still going. I think it's 21 at the half. I want to say 21 Chargers, 10. I think it's a high-scoring game, 10 Chiefs. And I think it's going to end 21 Chiefs. 27 Chargers.
Okay, it's 7-3.
Damn it.
With 5 minutes and 11 seconds left in the first half. So it's still possible that we get to like mine.
But by the way, I have one more NFL prediction or statement that I would like to make.
Is it about the Browns?
No.
Thank God.
It's about Jameis Winston.
Oh.
So I feel like Jameis Winston could be the greatest QB in the NFL if he wore contact lenses.
Oh, I love when he's squinting to watch if field goals go in or not. It's one of the funniest things in the world.
He can't see.
Have you ever seen this?
What if he literally has no
eyeballs?
What if he can see?
What if he could see?
Like, he could be the greatest QB in the NFL. That's the only reason why he's throwing all those interceptions. He can't see.
Also, his receivers are fucking terrible. I saw one of his interceptions yesterday was a guy. What's that?
Did you just say that Jameis Winston's wide receivers are terrible? The Buccaneers have the best receiving core in the league. They have Chris Godwin and Mike Evans.
Go watch the replay of his interception from yesterday where one of them literally like ran several yards juggling the ball on his back until a defensive back could come and take it away.
He has bad wide receivers because one player made one bad play
J-Bone,
in week like 10.
It's not every bad pass he's thrown an interception that it's the receiver's fault, but it's not. I'm saying way more often than you would think. It isn't just Jameis being a moron who, for whatever reason, refuses to get contact lenses. It's also his receivers are dropping passes. And yes, maybe one of the most talented receiving corps in the NFL, but they're not really playing like it. They're not.
They got the stats. I love Mike Evans. Stats for it.
That one video did skew me a little, but it was really bad. That was really bad. Why? What about, do you think Jameis could be the greatest if he just wore contact lenses?
Yeah, if he could see.
He's trash. He stinks.
It helps to see when you're...
And yeah, the Browns are going to win 9 games.
Does help.
The Browns are not going to win 9 games.
They're not going to win.
What are they at, 3?
They're not.
Hey, have you seen the past couple games?
It's not possible. Oh, they have looked a little bit better, for sure.
I'm telling you.
Because...
I have a very limited amount of faith in Baker Mayfield at this point.
When you hit rock bottom, the only way you can go is up.
That is true.
You saw that press conference with him looking like a dad who just... lost custody of his 3 kids.
He looked like an uncle who became a sex criminal.
I thought he looked like the guy from The Breakfast Club. You know, the guy who wore the duster,
the jacket.
Yeah,
yeah. Well,
that's all I got.
Oh, that's it. That'll do it for RBP 242. Recorded and produced by Mike Moody and Grant Davis at Permanent Record Studios in Austin, Texas. Listen to OCC Oysters, Clams, and Cockles is our TV and film podcast. where we talk about this week we're going into what? Watchmen. I'm talking Peaky Blinders this week some. Barrett's not even watching it, but I'm apparently being forced to. So I have to talk about Peaky Blinders because so many of y'all have yelled at me for so long about Peaky Blinders. Are you watching Peaky Blinders? Yes, I've been watching Peaky Blinders every fucking season. We just haven't talked about it because Barrett doesn't watch it. And now I have to talk about it. So thanks, y'all gave me more work. No, in all seriousness, I'm excited to talk about Peaky Blinders as well, His Dark Materials, Watchmen. We talk about random movies and shit. OCC is a lot of fun. Oysters, Clams, and Cockles, available wherever you're listening to the Ross Boland Podcast. We'll be back soon for episode 243, RBP 243, coming on Wednesday or Thursday. Not sure yet. Podman gets paid. Strength and honor. Gang, gang, gang. Peace be with you and also with you.
Show me your feet.
Go low, baby.